K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm coming to you on this Wednesday night, January 29th, 2025. Almost screwed it up again. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And first off, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. I cannot say enough. We have been picking up a steam already in the month of January for this podcast. Now, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen. This is soccer edition. We're catching up on the new staff for K-State Women's Soccer coming up later on down the road in 2025, obviously. Colleen Corbin leading the way. Once again, her first season coming up down the line in the fall. I don't want to get sidetracked here, but I did see on socials that they're getting a little started early here with a little bit of a, let's call it a quote-unquote spring training, a.k.a. winter training, fitness test, whatnot. I did see that on Instagram. So Colleen Corbin already getting started over there with that winning pedigree. We talked about that last year on her resume, and she added another, wrapping up her assistant coach search in a person of Ali Hanif. We'll just have to roll with it. Look, Ali Hanif. As an assistant coach and slash goalkeeper coach. And interesting to cap off her staff for the upcoming 2025 season. Corbin, we have her in the state. And a quote here saying, quote, "We are excited to be able to welcome Ali and his wife Jamie to Manhattan." And she continues on here saying, quote, "Throughout the new interview process, Ali was..." Or you could say Ollie, one of the two, but Ollie, we'll go with that. It sounds a lot better. Was incredibly professional throughout, thorough and personable, and I feel strongly that he will play a large role in helping us build a championship culture here within our program. He has incredible experience at the collegiate level, as well as becoming a respected presenter and educator on a national stage. Ollie is energetic, motivated, and competitive, and eager to learn, while also being confident in his knowledge and skill set as well here. Let's see, we have Ollie here. Yeah, we do. We're going to leave that right there. So for this, I never heard of this before. So goalkeeper coach, interesting. So a fresh perspective there from Colleen Corbin, a new head coach of women's soccer. They're bringing in, and we're going to have to tie this in a ball. We'll go back over the staff at a later date on this podcast. It's a Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer the third. I'm recording this during right now. Men's basketball playing against Oklahoma State. You'll get the postcast around this time tomorrow. This episode won't probably come out till the weekend-ish. We'll see how everything pans out. I will be doing a lot more recording tomorrow on this platform. Well, not on this platform, but you'll be coming out on this platform. Spotify, iTunes, the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast here. Let's see. Yeah, we do. So, Ollie here. Quote, "I'm extremely excited to join the coaching staff at Kansas State." And he continues on saying, "Coach Colleen's vision for the incredible potential the program has such a huge draw to come back to the state. Her energy and attention to detail are going to power this program forward." So already, again, I keep going back to this pedigree that I keep referring to here ever since Colleen stepped in to fill the new shoes. This is the second head coach in K-State women's soccer history. Mike DeBeany has led the ship for a decade. He will forever be great. He'll be ever be ingrained to be put, build the foundation at K-State. Now, as I'm going to keep saying this again, until it comes up, until the fall comes around the corner. We're only in to the end of January. But again, you know, this women's soccer team needs a winning pedigree. I wouldn't say I was on board with Mike DeBeany and all that, but if you've been with us on this podcast since the very beginning, or in some shape or form, you know, me and Alex have been critical of Mike DeBeany not winning enough. And look, 10 years, and unfortunately, I'm surprised he lasted this long. Look, look, hopefully, again, unfortunately, he had to step down due to wanting to focus more on himself. That's first priority, right? He needed to do that. And yes, that's number one, right? Number two, luck is the word here. I want to say pretty, well, I might as well say lucky slash fortunate to as last as long as he did. Because and nowadays, when you look at it, you out of the game. Especially in football, especially looking at football terms, you're not building a program in 3 years, you're done. And this is probably Billy Napier, Florida Gators, my other favorite college team. Now, I didn't go to Florida. Now, I was a big Florida Gator fan well before I came out here to Kansas, before I even knew about Kansas State. Okay, so I know that sounds, but Billy Napier was in the hot seat, everyone wanted him out. But that team, he turned that thing around quick this year. This was with the hardest schedule in the country. And look, I haven't even paid attention to the upcoming schedule for the soccer team yet. We're not there yet. But that's what I'm saying. So, look, man, he got a long leash. And now you're bringing in Colin Corbin with this winning attitude, obviously, and Hanif, right? And I'll have to come back to this. Well, actually, I'm skipping around here a little bit. Obviously, Hanif was the assistant coach at Cal State Bakersfield in 2022, was named Roadrunners interim head coach on May 11th of 23. Also, he was also director of goalkeeping at South Valley Surf Soccer Club in the 2022-23 season. And then before that, coached Illinois State, two seasons there at the Mid-American Nazarene. We've heard this before with his coaching staff. So this coach staff, kind of close together. And so, kind of, again, fresh slash very close with one another. You can probably say that as well. Hanif as well. I know I'm bouncing around here a little bit here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, new head coach of women's soccer, Colin Corbin, adding the final piece, the puzzle to her staff in the person of Ollie Hanif to the staff, as he'll be one of the assistant coaches and specializing in goalkeeping as well. Hanif served as director of goalkeeping for Kansas City Athletics. So that's where the Kansas City comes. Athletics SC and Kansas ODP as a goalkeeper coach from 2018 to 2021. That's what he's helped numerous goalkeepers make college commitments over the years as well. I'm not going to go too much deeper into that. So, Ollie Hanif, the final piece of the puzzle to the newest staff at Kansas State Women's Soccer. Colin Corbin, the new head coach of the soccer team as well. And this is a power punch staff right there that we're looking at here. And so, obviously, we'll have to come back, tie this in the bow a little bit later on. But Colin Corbin, this was last weekend. Let me see when this was. I go back through this timeline here. This was last week. So huge get, obviously. So once again, the building blocks continue here, and the latest piece of the puzzle has been added. Ollie Hanif, now part of the Kansas State coaching family tree. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found, free and available daily. Or now have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this soccer edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And I mean all things K-State sports, folks. You ain't been following along or not subscribed, please like, subscribe. Feel free to leave us a rating if you want to, 4 or 5 stars preferably. And go ahead and hit that alarm bell. Every time I post an episode of Pearl Project Podcast, which is majority of the time, let's say most of the time, one, sometimes two a day, maybe here and there, 3 times a day, especially on the weekends and holidays as well. Every day, K-State Nation, your team, every day. That's going to wrap things up. Eddie Greer coming to you from, was from Manhattan, Kansas last year. I was in Manhattan actually early in the week. But now, back in Kansas City, Missouri, especially your K-State fan living in the metro area, KC, I would advise you, go ahead, hit that subscribe button, folks. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.